SFFPL listeners, and welcome to Backlist to the Future, our bi-weekly installment of recommendations from the deep and sometimes dusty corners of science fiction and fantasy, because one show every 2 weeks is just not enough to cover all the books we want to talk about. I'm Jen Northington, I'm recording on December 15th, and today I'm talking about two rereads that I have been planning for years and never actually executed until now. But before we get into that, a couple other things. Firstly, since Backlist is going to be just me for the next few months while Sharifa's on leave, I'm going to play around with it a little bit, starting with today. You'll understand when we get to the reread part. But one of the other things I thought could be fun, and like maybe something we would continue to do, depending on how it goes, is personalized science fiction and fantasy book requests. Kind of like we used to do on Get Booked, if you ever listened to that. So let's try it. You send in an email of what SFF you like to read and what you're looking for more of. It can be for you. Let's start with just for you. Let's not get into like friends and family and all that other jazz yet. Let's start with just for you and see how it goes. Send those in to sffyeah@bookriot.com. Maybe put like recommendation request in the subject line just to help me find them. And I'm going to try to answer some on air. I'm not making any promises about answering all of them. I have no idea how many we'll get. Could just be a handful, which is great. But yeah, we're going to try that. So again, if you want a book recommendation personalized to you on a Backlist episode, send in your request to sffyeah@bookriot.com. All right. One last thing. If you do need help shopping and help personalizing gift books for your friends and family, TBR can help you. We have all kinds of recommendations and all kinds of people recommending books. So not just SFF, we got everything. And you can gift a Rex only. You can gift paperbacks in the mail. You can gift hardcovers in the mail. You've got lots of options. And you can be delivered like basically immediately because the delivery is email. So you can schedule it. You can send it whenever you want. No shipping required up front. Get all the details at mytbr.co. That's mytbr.co. All right, let's hear from our sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Flatiron Books, publisher of The Familiar by Leigh Bardugo. This is one I'm actually super excited about. I liked Leigh Bardugo's other adult fantasy books, and so I'm really looking forward to this one. It's set in the Spanish Golden Age during a time of high stakes political intrigue and glittering wealth. It follows Luzia, a servant in the household of an impoverished Spanish nobleman who reveals a talent for little miracles. Her social climbing mistress demands Luzia use her gifts to win over Madrid's most powerful players, but what begins as simple amusement takes a dangerous turn. Luzia will need to use every bit of her wit and will to survive, even the help of Guillén Santángel, an immortal familiar whose own secrets could prove deadly for them both. So The Familiar by Leigh Bardugo is on sale now. And like I said, it's a must-read of the season. It's perfect for anyone who loves history, a little bit of magic, a lot of danger. You can get your copy now at leighbardugothefamiliar.com. And thanks again to Flatiron Books, publisher of The Familiar by Leigh Bardugo, for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Greenleaf Book Group. No summer vacation should be without a great read, and I don't know about you, but I am partial to mysteries and thrillers for my hot month reads. It's hot girl reading summer, always over here. And from the award-winning librettist of Legally Blonde, the musical, and the screenwriter of Freaky Friday, Heather Hawke, comes the page-turning psychological thriller, The Trouble with Drowning. So when author Eden Hart floats into Tucson's Antigone Books in all her dazzling perfection to give a reading, Kat, a struggling writer, can't help but compare herself. Thankfully, Kat's life starts to take on its own Eden-like glow when her literary future takes shape and she falls madly in love with Jacob. As demons from her past begin to surface, Kat's mental health craters and this halcyon dream slips through her fingers. For the fastest paced, slow burn you won't be able to put down, be sure to check out The Trouble with Drowning by Heather Hawke on Amazon or your retailer of choice. And thanks again to Greenleaf Book Group for sponsoring this episode.
So, I've talked about this before. Sharif is not a rereader, but I am. And I was thinking earlier this week, because I'm in the middle of rereading a comfort series right now. I'll bet you all could guess within three which it is, because I talk about this stuff all the time. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is, I was thinking about how I remember saying on a backlist episode, even maybe, that I was going to do a reread of The Machineries of Empire by Yoon-Ha Lee, or like the Broken Earth series by N.K. Jemisin years ago. And I still have not reread those. But I reread other books all the time. And I was like, well, what's different about that? I've reread series, so it's not that. I've reread sci-fi and or fantasy, so it's not that. Like, what is it? And then I realized that the rereading I do most often is comfort rereading. Because what I'm often doing when I'm looking for a comfort read is something that I know very well that's going to feel cozy in some way. And it doesn't necessarily have to be like a fully cozy book, but often they are more on the cozier side than the action-packed, dramatic, complex side, which is definitely words I would use for both Machineries of Empire and Broken Earth. And the reason I want to reread those, though, is because there's things I feel like I miss. Like, they're both incredibly complex stories. They're told in really interesting literary ways. There's a lot of different characters. There's a lot of mechanics to them that I just feel like if I reread, I would appreciate so much more having been through it once already. Because the first time you read, you're just trying to understand what's going on. But then when you reread, you get to find all the details you missed the first time. So I'm going to call that rereading for complexity, which is so different from rereading for comfort. And rereading for comfort is so easy. Like, it's just so easy. Rereading for complexity takes a little more mental effort. But that doesn't mean I don't still want to do it. So as some of you maybe know, accountability is the name of the game for when I want to do something and having trouble getting myself doing it, like telling a friend or telling somebody else that I'm going to do it and setting like a goal. So you are all my accountability buddies for these two rereads. My plan is to reread these series sometime over this winter and then come back and do another backlist episode to talk about it. So I said it. You're allowed to poke me about it if it's been a couple months and you're like, where are they, Jen? Where are your rereads? Send an email. I'm going to do it. But if these series are not familiar to you somehow, let me tell you a little bit about them. Highly recommend you read them too. The Machineries of Empire is by Yoon-Ha Lee. It is the series that starts with Nine Fox Gambit, which just blew my brain up when I started reading it. The mechanics of this world are bonkers, fascinating. Just like the way that time and space are manipulated by these competing forces. Physics is manipulated. Plus, there's also like a ghost, a couple hundred years old ghost who's a genius, but also maybe like a mass murderer. And now we have a captain who's possessed by this ghost. And like, what is going to happen? It's a lot of wild stuff. It gets pretty dark. There's a lot of toxic stuff that happens to a lot of people, like abuse and violence and just really intense things. So it isn't a comfortable read by any stretch of the imagination, but it is, I felt like it was incredibly rewarding the first time through. And I just know that if I go back through it again, I'm going to see so much more. So I'm really, like, now that I'm thinking about it again, I'm really excited to dive back into the books. And it originally was a trilogy, and then they added, Yoon-Ha Lee wrote short stories set in this world and published a collection of those. So that's Hexarchate Stories, which is technically number four. And then there's even another short story that was published separately called Extracurricular Activities, which is just, oh my gosh, what a gift. There's so many different things that I can do here. So Lee is just, I know he's not writing for me, but like, I just am excited to get not only the original series back into my brain, but the additional material that I have not caught up with. So that's The Machineries of Empire by Yoon-Ha Lee. And then The Broken Earth by N.K. Jemisin. Like, you've been under a rock if you haven't heard of this, but it's just such an incredible, sort of magical. There's magic in it, but there's also a lot of science, actually. It's really interesting. And it takes place in a world where certain people are born with the power to manipulate rocks, earth, that kind of thing. And they are marginalized and oppressed and controlled by the powers that be, who don't have powers, but have all the power in this situation. And a cataclysmic event shakes up the world order. Everybody sort of has to fend for themselves. And you're following one, a bunch of different characters, but especially one woman as she tries to get her daughter back, who has been kidnapped by her ex-husband. So lots of stuff going on. Again, very dark. Lots of people experience a lot of abuse. And there's a lot of violence. And it's an amazing world that Jemison has imagined here. I mean, it's truly, it's one of those things where you're like, where do ideas come from? Where do ideas come from? Like, who thinks I'll take rocks and I'll make a whole bananas, complicated, fascinating, well-rounded, well-charactered world out of it? Like, N.K. Jemison did that thing and won lots of awards because of it. Well-deserved. And I found out when I was researching for this show that there's also a short story that goes with this that was published in 2017. So both of these series have extra bits that are going to be new to me after I get through my rereading. So that's really exciting. So again, that's the Broken Earth series by N.K. Jemison. And yeah, if you are down for really intense world building, really difficult, complicated situations handled very well and thoughtfully, and not always comfortably, but again, well and thoughtfully, lots of nuance on the page, and just amazing action and characters that whether or not you agree with their actions, you are gonna be so compelled by them. So yeah, I will report back on my reread when they happen. I'm working on it. I'm gonna work on it. It's gonna happen, I swear. And a reminder, again, if you do want a reading recommendation from yours truly, I'll give you one sci-fi and one fantasy, generally speaking. Send those in to sffyeah@bookriot.com. All right, SFF Yeah is sound edited by Caitlin Brame. Many thanks to her for making us sound great each and every episode. Thank you all so much for listening. Again, shoot us emails. Doesn't have to be book requests, can be pet pictures, feedback, whatever. sffyeah@bookriot.com. You can also review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever. Helps other folks to find this show. I'm on a social media break right now, but you can keep up with me on my website, JennIRL, JennIRL.com. And I will talk to you next time.